Yo, Canadians, this isn't Terrace from Italy. You're listening to
A Sordid Hour
101.5 UMFM.
Welcome to A Sordid Hour. You're listening to 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. We got a very special, super extra special episode in store for you today. I got my my wife as a guest host, and she's going to tell some stories and play some songs, and we're going to have a jolly old good time.
Hello, everyone.
So we just heard Peter Pan Speed Rock doing Johnny Cash's Ghost Riders in the Sky. Why did you pick that song?
Well, speed rock had a lot of influence as far as like my music taste go, and but I didn't know about speed rock until I was at a live show of Peter Pan Speed Rock, which I didn't know at all. And yeah, they were super nice guys. They play in this very small venue in Italy, and yeah, they started playing, and I think they opened with this song, and I was just starstruck. I was just like, these guys are amazing. So after that, definitely was drawn towards speed rock. It was a great way to be introduced to it.
Like speed rock, you mean like the genre speed rock?
Yeah, the genre speed rock. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, and we actually had the chance to see Peter Pan Speed Rock together.
Yeah, their last show, actually.
Yeah, well, I think it was their last German show. I think they still played another show in Eindhoven as like a final farewell in their hometown, but Yeah, it was the very last German tour they played.
And they were opening for Turbo Negro, so that was quite the wild.
Quite the wild night, yeah.
Evening, yeah.
All right, so coming up next, we're going to hear a set of songs that had a huge influence on you growing up as well.
Yeah, well, even before being introduced to speed rock and more metal kind of bands, Riot Girls, the movement, it was definitely the one that influenced me the most. I had a band, and we're talking like I was maybe 14, and we had a band, and we were awful, like we were just terrible. But we thought we were like so great, you know, we had the looks, and yeah, so we thought we had. But yeah, it was just awful. But usually at the time, what I used to listen a lot was, you know, Riot Girl, classic bands. First, definitely All, and then L7, Babies in Toyland, to name three. So that's why I picked those three bands. There were more than that for sure, maybe more obscure bands, but those three bands had the most influence. Yeah.
Cool. So I think first up here, we got Hole with Garbage Man from their first album, Pretty on the Inside. This is Hole on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Yeah.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. With me in, I guess you could call it our studio, which is really just our living room. I have my wife with me today, so we're playing some songs that that she wanted to hear and telling some stories about them and all that fun jazz, but no jazz, just rock and roll. So we just heard Babes in Toyland. That was Sweet 69 off of their their third or fourth album, Nemesisters. Why did you pick that song?
Okay, that song we used to... Okay, my friend that used to play with me, she found this single CD and of that song. I never seen it everywhere after that. And I was so jealous that she had it. I tried to offer her whatever CD amount of money in exchange for it. She never budged it. And I'm still like, I still want that single. I loved it. And then...
Even though I bought you the vinyl?
Yeah, no, it's just like, oh my God, I love it. But it was like, yeah, an obsession. And
was that the first Babes in Toyland song you ever heard?
Oh, I don't think so.
Okay.
No, it wouldn't be the first one.
Oh, okay.
And then, well, in 7, I think the song that I choose is, well, it's one of my favorite, but I think it applies at the current times we're living. Kinda.
That was The Masses Are Asses from The Beauty Process, Triple Platinum.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, it's... you know, it's interesting because you listen to a lot of L7 songs and they're just as applicable now as they were back then. I mean, you listen to like Wargasm.
Yeah.
And you listen to the lyrics and it's like they could be talking about right now.
Yeah, they're always being very radical and probably one of the most politicized.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I really like that. And I like that they're more heavily influenced by metal too. So,
yeah.
I really like them and I really like their style. I really like how quote aggressive they were on stage from what I could see online because I was never able to see them actually live. No, but
me neither. And we started the set off with Garbage Man by Hole from their first album Pretty on the Inside. And yeah, why that song?
I don't know. I think it's just a great album. It's probably my favorite whole album. And that's just my favorite song in the album, I have to say. Yeah.
Fair enough.
We used to play that. We used to cover that specific song in the band. We did, again, a terrible job doing it. But yeah, just the riffs were just so awesome. I still like get goosebumps when I hear the song.
Yeah. So speaking of you playing in bands and whatnot, you've got a set here coming up of some Italian bands that were friends of yours.
Yeah, there was a time when we were talking, fast forward a few years from, you know, the band that I had, the first band that I had. So at that point, we were all more than 18. We were talking about early 20s and this scene in Florence and in Italy was crazy. There were so many bands playing all the time. They were just sprouting everywhere, new bands from speed rock to thrash metal to... There's a lot of doom. It was great. Like, you literally had every weekend, you didn't know where to go. Should I go see this band or this other band? And in Florence and... we had some great example and also like more, yeah, all around, I have to say, because also like some bands that I choose are not from Florence, from where I'm from.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Well, we'll start off with Pistons, which are from Florence. And we're going to play the song Natural Born Pistons from their self-titled album, Pistons.
And, well, the fun fact about that album is that I'm actually in the back vocals. So I was, we were very good friends with Pistons, with the guys of Pistons, and we still are. But so me and other people were asked to be in the back vocals. So You hear a little bit of me.
Saying Pistons.
Yeah, yelling Pistons.
All right, this is Pistons on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM. We're back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid, and with me is my guest host, my extra special awesome guest host, my wife, Virginia Draghi. We just heard Antares. That was the song 16 Was Too Much from their first album, Start Your Engines. What's your impression with Antares? How did you get to know this band?
I think it was a friend that introduced me to them, my friend Ilaria. Hi, Ilaria, if you're listening. She played from out of MySpace, I believe. And I love them. Yeah, I thought they were great. And so I went to see them around. I traveled a couple of times to go see them. And then that's the group of people that introduced me to Turbojugend. Mm-hmm. So that's how I got, because Pete, the singer and guitar player of Antares, was the president, now vice president of Appletown, Turbojugend Appletown. And so that's when I decided to join. That was pretty a crucial moment, I have to say.
Yeah, I'll say. I mean, that's how we met, was through the Turbojugend.
So. Yeah.
And Antares does the introduction to my show every week. And you actually recorded that introduction when you went and saw them play last time in Italy. That was a couple of years ago?
Yeah, it was a couple of years ago. I saw that they were playing close to where my dad lives. So he drove me to the show and came and picked me up. Yeah. So, yeah, it was many years that I didn't see them. So it was quite a fun reunion. And I asked them to please record an intro. And it was quite fun. It's always like interesting to ask to a band to do that. They start off like super chill, but then they made a little mistake. And they're like, I don't know, we must do it all over again. Let's do it. So it's like, usually takes about like, good half an hour to get a good one.
Really?
Yeah.
I like it.
They're perfectionists.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell. Like, how many albums have they put out now? Like, 7 or something?
Yeah, like, and PJ is like, he has like 10 projects. Like,
oh, yeah. I mean, he's been in Fango and other bands that I've played over the years. He's just... he's so prolific as a songwriter. He does his own solo stuff, and he's incredible songwriter. So Gonzalez was before that with that was a track called Nothing to Lose from their second album, Checkmate.
Oh, they're another amazing band. They're come from North Italy. They unfortunately they don't play anymore.
They eventually kind of morphed into Titus, which was more of kind of like a new wave of British heavy metal type of
and,
music.
And Destroy Your Gondolas.
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, the bassist left and formed Destroy Your Gondolas. Basically, it was the two guitarists that kind of stayed on and morphed into Titus.
Yeah, they're super fun people. I got to see them in the hometown.
Trieste?
In Trieste, yeah. It was so great. And then those are people that, we just stay friends and...
To this day.
Yeah,
for sure. Great guys.
Musicians.
Oh, incredible. And they were the first band I saw when I did go to Europe to visit you. When we went to Italy, we saw them at the CPA in Florence. And It was...
Which is the same place where I saw Peter Pan Speed Rock many years before.
Yeah, that's right. And that was still, to this day, one of the most incredible shows I've ever seen. It was so, so much fun, and we had such a good time.
There's live footage of us in the crowd,
too.
I think it's in the video.
They made a video that spliced a bunch of live footage, and we're in that. And then there was, like, some other live footage of that whole set that... there's a bunch of shots of us in there.
Yeah, headbanging.
Yeah. And we started the set off with Pistons. That was Natural Born Pistons from their self-titled album.
Yeah, and again, what can I say about Pistons? I've seen more Pistons show than every other band, I think, in the whole world. I used to, like, they tour a couple of cities with them. They used to play a lot with, you know, other bands that came from the same city, so we pretty much, everyone was friend. Great times. And then, yeah, eventually they split too, everyone went their own ways. They are all great and accomplished musicians. I have so many good stories, but usually, like, the best thing about Pistons, it was just, like, small venues, a lot of friends, and just you remember it as the time where you're just like free and silly, and it was just like a lot of nostalgia about Pistons for me, for sure.
Okay, so moving on here, we're gonna play some more traditional type of rock and roll,
mainstream.
Yeah, mainstream. So we're gonna hear Motorhead to start with. We're gonna hear Rock and Roll because it's your favorite song.
Well, I have a big tattoo on me for that song. I think there's something about rock and roll. Like, if there's a song that explains rock and roll, is rock and roll.
Yeah.
of Motorhead, I mean, that's exactly how I feel about rock and roll.
Yeah.
And Motorhead have a special place in my heart. I had the chance of, like, becoming friend of someone in the entourage, so I was able to travel to Berlin 1 year, invited there to basically hang with Lemmy. And
so you got to hang with Lemmy.
Yeah, we got to hang in Lemmy. And one fun story, I mean, it's not we were hanging every day, but, you know, got to meet him, and we went out different people. There was Nina from SQC Skin 2 that joined. So we went to this bar in Berlin. It's called the White Trash. And so this bar has a lounge, which is called the Lemmy Lounge.
Yeah.
So it was pretty surreal to be with Lemmy in the Lemmy Lounge.
Just... No kidding.
Yeah, and people were coming and ask picture, you know, and just like, on the same table. And of course I was like uptight. I was too uptight to even ask Lemmy. Like, I didn't want to look like fangirling. Like, can we have a picture together?
So you never got a picture?
I never got a picture.
Oh.
There's a picture of me in Berlin, but there's not a picture with me with him, which now sucks.
Wow.
But something to say about Lemmy was such a gentleman. I know that this is, people know it, but I just have to, like, reinforce the concept that the man was, like, a real true gentleman. After we went out to the bar, we went to his room, and he asked me if I wanted to hear the album they were there to record. So they were in Germany recording what I believe it was The World Is Yours.
Yeah, I think that was the one.
Yeah, so he basically, like, it was towards the end of the recording, so he had most of these tracks, and so he asked me if I wanted to listen to them, and I was like, yeah. So he gave me, like, his earphones, and so I sat there and listened to the tracks, and I had, like, a cigarette, and I remember I was just, like, I was so, like, you know, like, amazed at what was happening that I forgot about the cigarette. So this cigarette started building up like a huge thing of ashes, and Lemmy walked in and gave me like a little ashtray, you know. It's like, a lot of people would be mad, I don't know, but he was like, here, this is an ashtray for you, please ash your cigarette. So that was great.
Cool. All right, so here we go. This is Rock and Roll by Motorhead on Assorted Hour, 101.5 UMFM.
Rock and roll, it satisfies my soul. That's how it is.
All right, we're back. You're listening to Assorted Hour on 101.5 UMFM. I'm your host, Jeremy Rancid. With me is my beautiful wife, Virginia.
Hello.
We just heard Turbo Negro with Boys From Nowhere from their Retox album. Why that song?
Okay, because it's one of our favorite.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, I could throw a rock at Turbo Negro's discography and the rock would fall on a song that I like. It's just like, it's almost impossible. Like, I am especially like a big fan of the Hank era.
Yeah.
And also, like, I wanted to play, like, sometimes people put Retox like one of their last choices, but...
Oh, what's the last album they did with Hank?
Yeah. I think it's great. I think it's a great album.
There's a lot of really good songs on that album.
But, you know, sometimes, especially like in... Of course, there's a lot of people that like them, but they like it. But in conversation before, you know, Party Animal or The Age of Vampires were considered like way higher
in Apocalypse Theory.
Yeah. So instead, I think like Redox is like, yeah.
Kind of like a hidden gem.
Yeah, I love it. And I mean, and Turbo Negro, like, I could not choose Turbo Negro because it's, you know, becoming like part of Turbo Jugend and how I met you online and
yeah.
I also like how I got
how we
to
met
travel.
So many people.
Yeah, exactly. We have so many friends all over the world that is because of Turbo Jugend. So had to put one in.
AC/DC Back in Black before that. From the Back in Black album.
Yeah.
So, where do we start with this?
So, it's funny because I am a huge fan of Brian Johnson. So, we have these... The listeners should know that this is like an inside thing between me and Jeremy. Because we always kind of butt head on that.
Yeah, I'm a Bon Scott guy. So, not a big fan of the Brian Johnson era of AC/DC. Very much a traditionalist.
I mean, dude, the story is amazing. Like, it's just, it was a roadie, you know, it's such a down-to-earth person, you know. I think it's like fantastic. And to throw a bone to you, I choose the song that is actually dedicated or a tribute to Bon Scott. So here you go.
Yeah. And you worked as a stagehand for a while in Milan.
Yeah.
And got to do a AC/DC show.
Yeah, it was actually my baptism of fire.
Oh, that was your first one?
My first job was AC/DC. And so I moved to Milan to kind of try to work in the music business. And I always like physical work, so I started working as a stagehand, and that was my first job. I mean, there were like hundreds of us.
Yeah.
So, but what happened is that at the time I kind of bonded with a couple of roadies. They were super nice, and they kind of like, gave me like great tips on how to move forward in the business. They gave me like a wrench key.
A wrench?
Yeah. They said you can't work as a stagehand if you don't have your own wrench. So one of the roadies went in his tool case and pulled a Stanley wrench and gave it to me. And to the day, I still have it. And it was pretty, it's an incredible thing. And these roadies actually asked me if I wanted to inflate Rosie. If you were like during the tour a few years ago, you will have like basically the show will start and you have a train that will enter through like the stage. And one of the things is like when Rosie, Whole Lotta Rosie song started, at one point Rosie, a huge Rosie, like we're talking, I don't know how many feet, but massive.
Yeah.
Basically inflates and start moving around. And to inflate Rosie, there's like, you have to push a button and it's like, you have the feeling like you're in this like James Bond movie when the guy have to push like the nuclear bomb, like this thing open and there's like this button and everyone is like super worried and like, you have to do it at one point and you have to do it right. And I didn't get it wrong because I'm still here.
So. Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
And Motorhead started it off with Rock and Roll from the Rock and Roll album.
Yeah.
So we're going to end it off here. I I can't believe it's already time to say goodbye for another week, but we're going to end it off with another track you picked. The band's called My Ruin, and the track is Beauty Fiend.
Yeah, My Ruin has been a big influence of mine, and I just love Terry B. Murphy. I follow her on Facebook, and she's also been really, really vocal in the last years of political kind of conversation. She was very, she's very anti-Trump, very, very vocal with her fans and her followers. I really respect her, and I think she's for me, she has one of the most amazing voices in rock, as far as female. Mm-hmm. Singers goes. So it's a great track and great message and lyrics.
All right. So, thanks for listening, everybody. Stay tuned to UMFM for lots of great programming. We'll be back next week with another new episode. In the meantime, here's My Ruin with Beauty Fiend on Assorted Hour 101.5 UMFM.
Bye, everyone. Have a good night. Thank you, Jeremy.